President Obama marked Memorial Day today by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. Earlier in the day, he hosted a breakfast for the families of men and women who died in service to the country. While today is a day to honor the war dead, we begin with a look at the latest challenges for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Over the past 5 years, the department has declared more than 4,000 living veterans to be deceased and canceled their benefits. This is the latest in a number of problems at the VA, including long wait times, bad record keeping, and failure to discipline employees. Ben Kessling, staff reporter for The Wall Street Journal, joins us with more. Ben, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks.
So first of all, can you just tell us, how did this mistake happen? How do living veterans get declared dead?
Well, the VA doesn't keep any records on what the causes are, what the sort of administrative screw-ups are that lead to this. There could be human error. There could be some problem with matching in computers. But nevertheless, about 4,000 people over the past 5 years have been declared dead and then subsequently had to have their benefits reinstated.
Hmm. And so, I mean, I take your point that they don't necessarily know exactly how it happened, but the scale of it, I think, is what's astonishing. Several thousand people. Was it caused in part by the fact that the VA has been trying to solve other problems as well?
I don't think it's necessarily been caused because of that, but it is indicative of the vast array of problems that an organization like the VA faces. I mean, this is one of the largest organizations in the federal government, and there's just a number of issues that pop up with whenever you have a bureaucracy this large. And we've seen that over the past few years, stretching back to when Secretary Shinseki was in charge, and the wait time scandals that caused his eventual resignation.
Well, so let's take a look at exactly what has happened to at least one veteran that you spoke with. You talked with Michael Ricker, a veteran. And first of all, how did he know or realize that the VA had, for some reason, thought he had passed away? Did his benefit checks just suddenly stop?
The benefit checks were cut off, and he got a letter in the mail saying, to the estate of. And people all often get these letters in the mail that say, dear so-and-so, we're sorry that your husband or your wife has passed away. And the husband or the wife is the one who opens the letter. For Mr. Ricker, the problem for him was it seems that it was human error, that someone who was entering in information into the system wrote him down as a gentleman with a different middle initial. And the fellow with the other middle initial had indeed died. Things were cross-checked and did not catch that error. And Mr. Ricker's benefits were subsequently cut off.
Was it easy for him to then get the error corrected?
Well, the thing with Mr. Ricker was he corrected the error, and then pretty soon after that, the benefits were cut again, because by the time he corrected everything, something somewhere in the system had noted him as dead, and it wasn't corrected immediately. So his benefits were again cut. So this happened twice to him and had to be rectified.
Wow. So I understand that he had to eventually get the help of his congressman to prove that he wasn't dead.
Well, when these sorts of problems pop up for veterans, and if any veterans are listening out there who are having any kind of issues that they can't seem to get resolved, it really is beneficial to go directly to the VA to talk to whomever you can, or to enlist the help of representative in the U.S. government. So congressmen and senators can really do a lot to get the ball rolling to fix some of these issues. But yes, he did go to his congressman, and that was part of the reason that he was able to get this error corrected, and also part of the reason why we're able to get some of these numbers that came out. The congressman dug into the issue and got these numbers released.
Hmm. Now, what has the VA told you about efforts it's making, if any, to fix this problem of accidentally declaring veterans deceased when they are not?
So what the VA does now is it has this thing called a death match, which it takes any time they think someone has passed, they match it against the Social Security Administration's records. And the Social Security Administration, even though they're not a true clearinghouse for when people pass away, they have a pretty comprehensive database. But there are still errors that happen. The VA also has instituted a new program where rather than just cutting off benefits, they will send you a letter saying, It seems to us that you are deceased, and if they don't get a response within so many days, then the benefits get cut. So they've put in a couple safeguards, but we don't really know yet the results of all those safeguards at this point.
Mm. You know, Ben, a little while ago you talked about how this is sort of the latest in a long line of problems that have been plaguing the VA for years now. I mean, what does it tell us about the Veterans Administration's progress in repairing sort of the fundamental issues that it's facing? I mean, it seems as if perhaps it hasn't made that much progress.
So when I talked to the VA about the problems with cutting off benefits for people who are presumed to be deceased, it happens, I mean, less than 1% of the time, which doesn't seem like it's a huge error. But as one reader wrote me after the story came out in the paper, a reader wrote me and said, the VA says this only happens 1% of the time, but when it happens to someone, it's 99% devastating.
Right.
That's one of the issues that the VA faces, is that every time that there's an error, whether it's wait times that cause people to wait so long that it exacerbates their medical condition, if benefits checks get cut, it's a major, major problem for that individual person. Part of the thing that the VA faces when it's making these changes is there's a lot of things that the VA can't just do. Secretary Bob McDonnell can't just snap his fingers and make stuff happen. He can make a lot of changes. He can institute quality control practices. He can do things. But at the same time, there's a lot of stuff that's in U.S. code that has to be changed by lawmakers. And that, as anybody who's following the way that Congress is working these days, sometimes can be an uphill push to get things through.
Well, Ben Kessling is a staff reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Ben, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.